Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Ayo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever.
Yo, it's your boy Shake, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Sorry about that.
Same mixed with Ben Laden. Mm. I done had it. Shit is getting drastic. 45 automatic made out of plastic. Ugh. I'm getting more cake. I got that raw base. I sent my nephew to the store to get more plates.
Razor blades. More plates. Razor blades. More plates.
For a mall place. I give him 30 out the long face. Get him the fuck out of here.
Come on, dog.
What it like, dog. We
as a legend.
We stand a legend.
Yeah.
And before we even start this podcast, we're going to say RIP, rest in peace to Tech N9ne.
Yep, Tech N9ne from Philly.
From Philly, twisted. One of my personal.
Yeah.
I think this whole podcast, one of our personal favorite.
That's one of my personal favorites.
Battle rappers.
Yeah, for sure.
Ever.
Yeah.
Do you have like a top three favorite battle rappers? LZ?
I mean, I'm not like. I'm into battle rap, but like, I don't think I'm in it enough to be like.
That's what everybody says. And then me included. Like, I think on a given year, I'm listening to about an hour's worth of battle rap.
Yeah.
That's generous.
Yeah, I haven't watched a full battle in a long time. Ooh. Like, I watched the highlights.
When's the last? Like, it's okay. ESPN. So, let's attack this in sections then. What's the last battle you've watched from beginning to end?
Beginning to end? I think it was Arsenal versus Shoddy Horror.
Who is Shoddy Horror?
In the white boy in London.
Ah.
That was the last battle that I watched all the rounds.
Mm.
But before that, obviously, it was Loaded Lux and Calico.
Yeah, that was a great battle.
That was a good one. But I did used to watch it a lot, but I never used to actually finish them. Like, I watched like a bunch. I've seen Goods a couple times. I've seen Calico a lot. Seen K-Shine. Seen the other boy. I can't remember his name right now. Seen fucking DNA. T-Rex, Madpuffa, all these.
I only like Charlie Clips.
Charlie Clips is dope, yeah. Yeah, so there's a lot of dope niggas, but it's hard to name a top three because I'm not in it like that.
Yeah.
But
you just say you have three favorites.
Okay.
All right.
My favorite three, obviously, Tech N9ne is one of them.
Right.
Loaded Lux.
Okay.
Because that battle was just too fucking.
That battle was really.
That was a massacre.
It was a massacre on so many levels because it wasn't just a surface.
It was innovative.
I beat you in a battle. It was innovative.
Yeah.
Got him a bag.
Yeah.
Revitalized his career a little bit. And it was psychological.
Yep. And it all made sense, too.
And it all made sense.
Yeah. Not to go off track. Low-key, going into a battle rap like that. Easy targets, because they all go through that. So
yeah.
Very easy targets.
Very general.
Preaching to a bunch of niggas who are, you know, all the same.
Probably been in the hood experience, probably don't have a dad around.
Exactly.
Probably,
so, easy targets. But yeah, that was still, amazing. So yeah, Tech N9ne, Loaded Lux. I don't know, I'd probably say K-Shine.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga is nasty.
I haven't listened to him that much.
Yeah. K-Shine be saying some shit. Actually, no. You know, I'll take out K-Shine because he's kind of like a newer one. I'll put in Conceited. So, Tech N9ne, Loaded Lux, and Conceited. Honorable mention, I got to say Tall T. He was one of my favorites, so he died.
He was. You talked about him a lot.
I used to watch Tall T in like 8th, 9th grade. That was my dude. He was from Cali, but he got shot. Somebody killed him, so. Tough cookies.
I think the last Vado I watched was either the Loaded Lux Calico or Charlie Clips Calico, whichever one came last. I think it might have been Charlie Clips because after Clips. That.
Yeah.
But my favorite is definitely Tech N9ne, Arsenal the Rebel, and then I'm gonna either my last slot is gonna go to either Sue Surf.
Yeah, I was gonna say Sue Surf.
Sue Surf or Charlie Clips. No, I might have to go Sue Surf.
Yeah.
I really like Charlie Clips though, so he'll be an honorable mention.
Yeah.
But Sue Surf is just
he's next level. Ooh-wee. He's next level too. The only thing that pisses me off about these battle rappers is how they can't make regular music.
Sue Surf is probably the only one that could kinda make
get it. Yeah.
His music isn't that good. It's not. It's even not that good,
but
it's not
the best at all of them.
But he like, definitely out of
it's
all.
It's like how Corey says, it's like the tallest midget. Like
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like it's like the MVP WNBA player. Yeah, like, you're not.
I'm not going to put you on the court. You're good for where you're at.
You're good
get for where you're in the kitchen.
I'm like, I'm not about to put you on the Bucks out of nowhere. But you can stay on the Sparks, and we'll give you a good look. Like, we'll give you a magazine ad. Yeah,
you Gucci right there.
We're not going to put you on the internet.
Yeah, we'll let you do the ESPN body issue when you're just butt-ass naked.
That's crazy. We'll let you have the cheeks out.
Yeah, we'll let you have the cheeks out. We'll let you do that.
But, yeah. RIP to Tech N9ne.
That was very random. I found out a couple hours afterwards because I thought people were just posting them. Well, I didn't see like captions. I was at work at the time, so I saw like people like posting videos. I'm like, yo, people talking about Tech N9ne. Finally,
it's about time.
I thought niggas was just like posting videos and shit, and then turns out that he actually died. And they didn't even say why.
Because a lot of people were confusing it with Tech N9ne, the more famous rapper.
The most of face are white. Like that nigga.
The nigga that looks like a cholo.
Yeah, I'll never understand the look.
The nigga that looks like a fucking. If you watch Sons of Anarchy, he looks like a Mayan.
He really does.
He looks like one of the Mayan bikers.
He's a weird nigga, but he claims that shit, which is why his record label is called Strange Music.
Yeah.
And he actually has some good artists on there, though. I've actually listened to a couple people on Strange Music. But yeah, them some weird niggas. But yeah, RIP Tech N9ne. Definitely the most random shit I heard.
Yeah, very random, very disappointing.
Yeah.
It's one of them things, like, it doesn't hit you like, oh, man, that's messed up, until... It happens. Like, damn, because you don't think about them all the time.
Exactly. It was like,
but then you realize, it's like, oh, shit.
Fuck. It's like if my mom came downstairs right now and was like, I threw your PlayStation 2 away. I'd be like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you? You just throw away my PS2.
I didn't finish Underground 1, Tony Hawk's Underground yet.
I still got Gran Turismo on the memory card. What are you doing?
I was going to get around to that save file. I was going to finish it.
I was gonna finish that shit.
Damn.
But not to compare Tech N9ne to a PS2, but RIP to that, man.
Yeah. So another lighter news. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome to the Not That Serious Podcast.
You know, the greatest podcast known to man and monkey.
There's probably a monkey podcast out there that's like 1,000 times better than ours. It's like Caesar the Ape and a fucking orangutan.
Oh, Daniel Caesar the Ape.
Almost.
Why didn't we draw that comparison?
He ain't that smart. Caesar the Ape is way smarter than Daniel Caesar.
Caesar was definitely.
Yeah.
Must kill ape.
Yo,
ape, no kill ape.
I think, you know what's funny about Daniel Caesar? I think he's going to come out of this like untouched.
No, he didn't.
Because it was so stupid.
Bro, the nigga's a beautiful singer.
Yeah,
The era of we want niggas that actually sing, and he's like one of the few niggas that can actually sing.
Yeah, he's
so that
fine.
Nigga's kind of Teflon right now.
he's low key
Teflon.
You know what? He's the same as when we just found out that Chick-fil-A donates to anti-LGBT.
Oh, yeah, I'd be like, what?
Oh, shit. Deadass?
Son, really?
Can I have a number 312 count?
That number 6 is spicy though, right?
I just had Chick-fil-A today. I don't give a fuck. they can donate to the anti-nigger program, and I'll be right there with them like anti-nigger.
They're like, we're coming out with the nigger boy sandwich.
Give it to me.
Extra coon sauce.
Extra coon sauce. I'll have 7.
They're like, every time you place your order for the nigga boy sandwich, you got to tap dance and say, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my icy lemonade. And you know, who will be getting his tap shoes on? Size 10 and a half, 11, buddy. Oh,
nigga, I'll be in there tap tapity tap tap.
Yeah,
tap.
Nigga, I'll be in there like motherfucking Bobby McFerrin. No, I'll be tapping. Remember that episode of the Cosby Show where the dude was tap dancing? He was like, challenge. Yeah, I'll be tap dancing like,
oh man,
challenge.
That's one of those things. Chick-fil-A, they really had to do some fucked up shit. Like the owner would have to like personally rob my house.
He would have to do it himself.
Yeah,
I'd
have to see it.
He would have to beat my sister up.
He'd have to take the hoodie off.
He would have to beat all the women up in my family.
Every single one?
In front of my face. He can't miss one. Yes. If you miss one, you're off the hook.
Like, he ain't getting Aunt Shirley, though.
Oh, yeah, you ain't getting my Aunt Danielle. You good.
You good, bro.
Oh, yeah, let me get the number 10. Cause get all of you must care about me because you spared Aunt Danielle. But if you leave one out, they had to go out of their way. They had to research.
Yeah.
How do we make Mike a non-customer?
They would have to put this shit in a lab and test chemicals. Yeah. Because, listen, it's going to take a lot for me to get it.
It's something about that peanut oil.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. You know how good peanut oil is? My brother's allergic to peanuts, and he eats that shit.
Hey, man.
Listen, man.
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
Not the longest. Listen. Not Chick-fil-A.
I'm trying to think of what would it take for them to see, like, you know.
I'm done with
Chick-fil-A.
It would really take a grip. Like they would have to have, like, a public lynching outside of, like, in the Chick-fil-A parking lot. I'll probably, like, swing past the body and get my last order. Be like, yo, just let y'all niggas know I'm never coming back.
Push those dangling feet by the side.
Oh, damn. Like, yo.
Pardon me, Duke.
Pardon me, Duke.
No. He said Chick-fil-A.
Take his shoes off on the way out. Pardon me, Duke.
Chick-fil-A having a public, like, yo, pardon me, Duke. I'm going to get this last number 10 first.
Yeah, just to let y'all niggas know, I'm never coming
12
back.
Count nuggets, please. A lot of sauce, because I'm not going to be back here for a while.
Put like 10 packets, please. I'm not going to come back for a minute.
I'm going to be out for a while.
Once this blows over, I'll be back, but give me about 2 weeks.
I feel like... I think I could get by without Chick-fil-A only because I found a new love.
Really?
In fast food. Really? And this is a very, very fat conversation for somebody who vowed earlier this year that they're going to make healthier lifestyle choices.
That's cool.
And I am. But, man, I had this restaurant and it's all I've been able to think about since I've had it. Motherfucking Shake Shack.
Yeah, it's good.
Holy
Shake Shack is good.
Shit.
Yeah, Shake Shack.
It's
good.
So good.
I haven't
good.
Had it in a minute, but it is good.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good. I had it like nearly like 3 or 4 weeks ago. I still can't stop thinking about
it. Which one were you at?
The one, it's like one in like Marlton, New Jersey.
Okay. Yeah.
So around Cherry Hill, that area.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You're right. Yeah. Yep.
So, the fucking
burger
is good. The fries are good. The chicken nuggets are really good. And then the milkshake.
Yeah, everything. It's all
everything bueno. Was slamming. Yeah. It was like 3 or 4 times since I've been there. I was like, yeah, I'm going to take that like 25-minute drive.
Dog, we're going to have to do a pod where we just eat.
A mukbang. A mukbang pod.
That's what that's called?
That's what they call.
Wait, you know, isn't that when people eat like the real big, like they eat
just
like,
eat
a
whole bunch of shit.
That's just actually disgusting to me, though. I don't want to do that.
I don't.
Like, did you see the girl that was eating the squid? Or that little baby octopus?
Yes, that was nasty. You see the chick? It was one chick. She was eating, like, literal huge crab legs.
Yeah, that was nasty.
I'm like, bro, where the fuck do you... First of all, where?
First of all, that's expensive.
Expensive as hell.
But I think she gets, like, a lot of views, so they probably... You know, I should probably...
That's why I was like, damn, she is getting, like, 3 million views still.
Yeah, I
just to sit here and have dinner.
In a microphone. I couldn't do it.
Have dinner... Something that she was going to do anyway.
She was going to eat anyway.
You was going to eat today anyway.
Why not get paid for it? Like,
why not sit in front of a camera?
Because isn't that like, I guess, food ASMR?
Yes, it's like ASMR in the same.
What's it called?
ASMR.
No, the other name. Mukbang?
Mukbang.
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 Is that like a...
I don't know, But I know it started off in like Japan. Yeah,
it's definitely Asian.
It started. You know that shit.
You know the motherfuckers be doing something like that.
Yeah, it started off in Japan where it was just like it was like a little almost kind of fetishy kind of where people would pay to watch these little petite women eat these large amounts of food, and somehow it's translated over here to fucking mukbang YouTube videos where it's just people eating large fucking quantities of food in front of a camera with a microphone, and that shit is fucking.
People definitely be beating
going off, that. Like hotcakes. My
people
nigga.
Be beating off to that. That's all that is. That's all that is. Little women eating a lot of food. Niggas beat off to anything. That's all I hear.
Yeah.
That's kind of like their porn. Yeah. They still block dicks out there. Like dicks be fucking.
They
burnt.
Still yeah. They
that
block shit, pussies.
That
out there.
Never made sense to me.
I'm like yo.
That never made
just,
sense.
Yo, to y'all have hentai.
Yeah.
Where squid be fucking women in the ass.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all want a black. Motherfucking
Corey, you not in the hentai? No. I don't know what you like, nigga. I'm just asking. You like a lot of weird shit.
That's weirder than hentai to me. Corey.
That's weird.
White women is way more taboo than hentai to me.
They're teetering a line right there, nigga. Bro.
It's like a Muslim eating pork.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Watch your mouth.
That shit is haram in my house.
Haram.
That shit is super haram.
Nah.
But, yeah, I'm trying now. It's like making me think, what's the weirdest shit that you've been aroused by?
The weirdest shit I've been aroused by?
The shit like you were like, I shouldn't tell nobody this. It's like, but it,
but
like,
I'm going to tell people?
But I'm going to tell people.
I don't know. What do I get aroused? It'd probably be food.
That made you hard?
That made me hard.
Like aroused, like erection, like blood rushing from your head to your penis.
My roommate, he said that he got really aroused off.
Louder. You got so you can't
like lesbian sex like the dykes.
That's sex though.
That's sex. That's
not are you? Did you just call that shit strange?
No, I'm just saying. Nah, I'm not saying strange.
The abnormal shit.
That non vanilla shit.
Yeah.
That gets you going.
Them bushes ain't supposed to be bumping. I don't know. I never really got aroused off of something that was an inanimate object. Like that wasn't like. I can't think of. Like something I just like.
I'll definitely say a hentai got me going.
Does that count?
Yeah, it's fucking cartoons. It's not. It's not a normal person.
You don't want to see like the advertisement be like Meg Griffin getting fucked by Stewie.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh.
I'm like, whoa, that what the fuck? What the fuck? I always wondered if Meg has some big old.
I was like, Meg didn't have the yams.
I've been waiting to see Lois like this.
Yeah, Lois been
stacked for a grip.
Been stacked since I was like 14.
Yeah. Nah, you ever seen the Miss Incredible John?
Bruh.
Any type of caricature with Mrs. Incredible. Okay, maybe that's it. Yeah. Because when you see her, it's like, I always wondered.
It's a little tickle. Like, it'll be like, yo.
My dick jump.
It gives you a little wiggle. The dick gives you a little wiggle. Like, hey.
There's life down there.
It's life in the other planet. There's life on the surface.
Nah, they definitely make her thick like that on purpose, though. That shit crazy.
Bruh, and like, not even on the caricature. Like, in the original
Pixar
cartoon, she's thick as fuck.
Her in the bodysuit is like, making niggas uncomfortable here.
You like, yo, what's nigga, my first date with my girl was to see The Incredibles 2.
Look at it like, yo,
and I'm like, yo.
Mr. Incredible would be
a boy would be really awkward right now because either she's making me hard and I shouldn't. I just met you. Or Mr. Incredible's making me hard and I just met her.
Oh, man. Nah, she, yeah, Mr. Incredible definitely knocking that shit.
Yeah, that. where do we go? Where
I don't
do we,
know.
Where does this podcast go?
I don't know. That reminds me. Remember they used to talk the same thing about the drum from Lilo and Stitch?
Ooh.
The sister.
She was. Okay. She.
They're thinking about it, they're like, oh,
yo, she was
quite thick in them.
She was
trying to thick
in them. And them aloha skirts, grass skirts.
Uh-huh. With the shorts, she used to wear the jeans.
No, 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 no. Do you know who the cartoon girl that was really OD thick?
Who?
I don't know if you ever watched this movie. Have you watched The Road to El Dorado?
I've heard of it. I think I've seen it. Yeah.
Look up the chick from The Road to El Dorado. Corey, look it up and show Elsie.
Is she the main character?
She's like one of the main characters. Like,
oh, yeah, her. What was her name?
Oh, she
was. Yeah, the joint with the skirt.
O-D.
Yeah, she was thick.
D.
Yeah. Them niggas knew what they was doing.
They was dating.
She had a V. For what? It was a kid's movie. Why she have a V? What the
fuck?
What the fuck?
Dog.
Yeah. What was her name? Wait, can I find her name?
I forget her name.
Damn, she got her leg on the horse. Yo, she was thick, thick, thicky.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yo, I was feeling like it. I knew I wasn't wrong when I was 8 for feeling those things.
Nah, you wasn't wrong for that one. Because I forgot about this. And she was very thick.
What I'm looking, I'm like, yo, what the?
What is her name? Girl. Girl, let's see.
I'll look up cast.
Shell. Her name was Shell.
Shell?
Yeah.
That's lazy.
That's very lazy. Niggas ain't put no thought into that.
Yeah, Shell.
Shell.
Whatever.
All
the bitches I know named Shell is fucking annoying.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, she was definitely. I forgot about her.
Oh well, now you was telling us how you.
Yo,
was,
they're the.
Oh, D.
Here's a picture. Yo, on your phone right now. Google.
Not safe for work.
Not safe for work.
Please don't let nobody look over your shoulder Google this shit.
Google the road to El Dorado, Shell, and just scroll down a little bit.
C-H-E-L.
And it's a picture of Shell with her toga in between her
cheeks. With her motherfucking grass skirt in between her ass cheeks to emphasize ass.
Oh, my God.
Because ass.
Son, you know what's creepy about this? People really be drawing it.
Yo, people. Okay,
people make that shit.
People have the idea.
People make it.
Sketch it out.
It's like, yo, were you reading my mind or something?
They do a proof.
Yeah,
they redraw it.
They show it to somebody else. Like,
outline it.
They show it to somebody like, yeah,
color it, and then sign it. Oh, dog.
And then sign
it.
Yo,
if we want to get down, let's go down this rabbit.
This is
fuck
crazy.
It. We wasn't supposed to go down this rabbit hole. Let's go down this fucking animated weirdo cartoon porn rabbit hole.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I was on this Twitter page, right? And I had to save some of these pictures because they were so flagrantly wild.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys are aware of what, okay. You know there are people that are into different fetishes and whatever. They have different things that turn them on, get them going. Do you guys know of the furry community?
Yeah, those are niggas that dress up like animals, right?
Right, 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 right.
Never seen the furries? Niggas put on animal suits and they just be like, well, do they fuck each other? I don't even know.
They fuck each other, they jack, different things of that nature. So, okay, I found this Twitter page.
Twitter page.
I forget the name of the Twitter, but I saved the pictures and they're the wildest pictures I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. It's literally, okay, it's this dude. He's made caricatures of famous male cartoon characters. But he's made them very buff with huge dicks and balls.
Yo. What?
Example. Here's one of
are you going to show us?
Oh, I'm going to show y'all. Here's one of Goofy. Really buff. And he's bold. His shorts are engorged with dick and balls. It is busting out.
His mom is out and the caption says, I'm gonna yuck your boy.
The caption is, I'm gonna yuck your boy. And it looks like he's smuggling a motherfucking a fucking lamppost in his drawers. And he has the confidence of a sailor. And he just said, I'm going to yuck your boy. Now, the next cartoon, all written, made by the same artist. And these are all in HD digital quality.
It was so clear.
So that means he drew them, sketched them, redrew them, colored them, outlined them, highlights, and signatures. Here's another one. It's a Toucan Sam.
Toucans.
I will pass it around once I read the comment. It's a Toucan Sam. Also buff. Also engorged with dick and balls. His shirt is pulled up to reveal his blue nipples and hairy chest. Toucan Sam has his sunglasses and cap. But his head, he's using his two hands to hold his balls together. Like it's the end of a baseball bat. And his caption reads, A, I got your Fruit Loops right here, pal. And I'll pass this around the room. We got two more of these guys.
Oh my god.
Bro,
why are his legs white? Why does he have Caucasian legs, bro?
It's the sickest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my god.
It's the sickest shit ever.
Oh man.
I'm gonna fast forward through the next one.
The
next one is of Scrooge McDuck.
Who?
Scrooge McDuck.
Who's Scrooge McDuck?
Remember the duck from Donald Duck, his granddad that's really rich?
What?
Scrooge McDuck.
What?
And his drawers.
You're gonna have to put these on the pod.
Digging his drawers with a dollar sign. Another one is the Cookie Crisp Wolf.
What?
Cooking with his ass cheeks out. And then the last one, perfect. It's a cat dog. Holding each other's hands, and they had the one dick that they share engorged in their double sided drawers. That's the rabbit hole I went down a couple weeks ago because I need to stop going on Twitter after 2 a.m.
Shit, nigga, it ain't safe on Twitter after afternoon.
Dog, I don't know whose face that was. I forgot.
Shout out to them, though.
But shout out to them. Keep making that great content that we love. Because I got your Fruit Loops right here, pal. That's got one of those captions has got to be the title for the episode.
I got your Fruit Loops right here, buddy.
I got your Fruit Loops right here.
Oh my god! What were we even talking about?
I don't even know, bro.
Oh gosh.
If you're a first time listener, then this is kind of a common occurrence. I think we're both children that we both grew up. I think. With mild cases of ADD, but we were smart enough to get too many cartoons. We were smart enough to get by it.
Yeah,
and that is translating to this podcast because we don't know. We're off the rails. Corey, can you be useful and keep us on track? What were we supposed to be talking about? I mean, you're waving your fucking fingers to give us a cue.
They can't see the picture, so wrap it up. Let's go to the next subject.
Nigga, what?
Oh man, nah.
Oh yes. Okay.
We had to talk about that. That was fucking.
Woo!
Yeah, we're gonna have to post those now.
Yeah,
those will be.
They might have to get posted.
They're gonna get posted.
If you want to see those pictures,
we usually say that shit. We don't post it, but Dad's gotta.
I don't want to keep that on the page. But we're gonna put that in the story for the Not That Serious podcast.
Yeah.
So go on Instagram tomorrow. Not That Serious.
Not even, when you're listening.
When you're listening to this, which is probably it's gonna be Thursday.
Yeah.
When you listen, go on the Not That Serious podcast. IG at Not That Serious Pod, and these pictures will be in the story, and you will see what the fuck I'm talking about. And please,
you're gonna piss yourself.
You're going to piss yourself. You're gonna pee where you poop, and you poop where you pee. I promise you. And please respond with your reactions,
please,
because this is some shit.
Yeah.
Now, moving on. Crisis in the baller land.
Oh man!
Now, all right.
How you want to dissect this? So, because this is pretty funny, actually.
It's funny.
It's ironic.
But then there's some seriousness to it too.
Okay, before you go into it,
okay,
I just want to say for the record, the funniest part about this is the fact that you were 100% right.
You know what?
Funniest part.
I really. But
I just had to say.
I just
that's
wanted
the
to,
part.
I'm not going to take this time to accentuate how right I was, which I was. I'm gonna chill.
Okay. Are you really?
No, but I'm not going to say I was right so many times.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who don't know, don't have context, we are talking about Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball is the point guard for the Los Angeles Lakers. Second year player, has some injury troubles, some cheek stats, and that's what he's been dealing with this year. So it has just recently come out that he has severed ties with the Big Baller Brand and his father, LeVar Ball. And reportedly his LeVar Ball's business partner, guys know his name?
No, it wasn't Paul.
No, you're thinking of Rich Paul?
No.
So his business partner, LeVar Ball's business partner in starting Big Baller Brand. Mm-hmm. Corey's going to have that name for us in a second.
Alan Foster.
Alan Foster.
That was
So apparently somehow or some way, $1.5 million got missing.
Yeah, it's just they don't know. It's unaccounted for.
It's like, unaccounted for.
Like if you have a regular job, imagine you're cashing out the drawer, and then you come into work the next day, and your boss is like, "Hey, nigga, there's $500 missing from the drawer. Do you know what happened to it?" And you say, "Nah."
And you just say, I reckon I don't know, sir.
I don't know. The tills was even when I clocked out. Like, yeah, that shit don't make no sense.
Yeah, that's worth a discussion. That ain't a light piece of change. Yeah. Okay, so he severed ties with them. And then apparently this is spread to his other brothers too. It's like LiAngelo and LaMelo, they both, like, they've taken everything Big Baller related.
Oh, really?
Off, I didn't their know about IGs. That. They've taken all the pictures with their fathers out.
Yeah.
They've just, it looks like,
yeah,
they've just completely severed ties with this nigga.
I know Lonzo's manager also Instagram himself, like
throwing away Big Ball, yeah, the Lonzo down the shoes, down the which is where they came from in the first place. So
basically,
you're recycling.
Came from the sewer like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah,
fucking trash.
The sneakers came from the trash. Why not bring them back home? I guess a homegoing service.
Yeah.
Now this is what I'm gonna say. Before I rip into these niggas on some funny shit, I'm not. All right, as much as I think LaVar Ball is a fucking idiot and a moron and inept at business, remedial at business at that, and not the best decision maker, I have no inkling of, like, belief that his intent was to, like scam his sons or, like, use his sons like that. I think he really was, like, he's a good dad. I think he's a good father. I think he's a good dad that had good intentions. But he was just too fucking stupid to realize, too stupid and stubborn to realize when he was wrong or when he was going about it the wrong way.
Yeah,
I really don't think he's trying to like use his sons to get for a come up or like steal off his kids or scam his kids or none of that. I don't think that. I just think he was a nigga that got in way too over his head when his stupid idea actually caught fire for a brief minute. And then was too stubborn to realize that it wasn't sustainable.
Yeah.
And too arrogant to combat that. I'm not going to lead to the narrative that's like a black father thing. Fuck that. Nah. He's a good dad. He's just a fucking dummy.
Yeah.
He's not a businessman.
He's not the businessman.
A businessman that wanted to step into this arena and refused to realize that. And he's probably somebody who didn't know when he was getting swindled. Because obviously this Allen Houston guy is a businessman.
Nigga, Allen Houston. Allen Foster.
Allen Foster, I'm sorry.
Allen Houston played for the Knicks.
Shit, nigga, they both got scammed. They played for the Knicks. Fucking. I have the Knicks fans staring at me evilly. So, yeah. But now, on to the funny shit. I so delight in the fact that I'm right when I'm right about things.
You know, I was 50-50 because I was rooting for LeVar, but I didn't see the end goal. I was rooting for, like, you see, and you know, we talked about it. I was hoping for the best. Did I think the best was going to happen? It was kind of a toss up. You're sending your sons to other countries. You're starting a basketball league. Yeah, you're doing stuff in the right direction,
bro,
but
no. Everything you did was wrong. Everything. And you know how I know everything you did was wrong? Because when it didn't go right, you went back to the shit that you were supposed to do in the first place. Where's Lonzo at? Where's LaMelo at? In fucking high school where he should have been the whole time.
Yeah, that didn't really make sense to me. I hated that.
Why?
I hated that.
Why did you take your most promising son?
Yeah.
The son that everybody thinks is going to be better than your one son that's in the NBA.
And Light Year's better than the nigga that's older.
Who knows? I don't know. Maybe he's learning the guitar. I don't know what the fuck he's doing now.
That nigga, Jesus, I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, he better pick up a fucking...
That nigga better pick up a motherfucking...
fucking...
He better pick up an apprenticeship. Better become a welder.
You gotta get a blue collar job. Yeah. Learn how to do electricity. You better become an electrician, nigga. Do something.
Become a postman.
Get a skill, nigga. Learn how to cook.
Learn a trade, bitch.
Learn a trade, nigga.
Learn a trade, man. Yeah, learn. You better something. Go to a Votech school, motherfucker. Yeah,
chase the bag in another direction because basketball ain't it.
Become a dog catcher. Maybe watch Friday. Watch Craig's Pops from Friday.
A dog catcher.
Learn to catch a dog or something. Animal control, nigga.
Oh, my God. Nigga gonna be a dog walker.
Walking all the dogs around the block.
It's not looking good for him, though. But so, yeah, he's done up.
You do that. You take him out of school. Then you bring him to fucking Europe to do fuck all. To play against a bunch of fucking Baltic refugees. For no reason, and then to score 50 on against scrubs to bring them back to America to play against American scrubs,
yep.
Which is in no and then you teach them the worst habits you can in basketball. No high schooler should be. I don't care if you can make them or fucking not. No high school with common basketball says should be pulling up from the fucking half court.
Yeah, I didn't.
They shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, you just shouldn't.
I don't care what you look at me like that, Corey. That's not good basketball.
No, it's not.
That's not good habits to learn.
No.
That, yes, the half court is the viable option.
That's the most fun.
And the first shot that should be taken in the
not at all.
In the shot clock is still at 29, and you're taking a half court shot. What an asshole. What an asshole basketball mechanic. That's like he's training his sons to be a bunch of little Russell Westbrooks.
Basically.
That's what he did.
You know, Corey, I'll put it in football terms for you. That's like just running a Hail Mary every play. Yeah,
that's engage eight on defense every play.
You might get
lucky. That's like running engage eight every defense against Drew Brees.
Yeah, it's not. It's going to backfire.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, that'll work. Yep.
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, against fast hands and quick eyes. Yep. Engage it. All of them. Send the house.
It's not going to work out for you.
So, he did that. I seen it coming. Like, I really did. Like, he had a business plan. It really wasn't a plan. You started business up, and then you got your prices are off the charts.
Off the rails.
And it's all based on this image of, I don't know. He had all his eggs in one basket, and that was the Lonzo basket.
Yeah.
And when you do things like that, you better hope he plays well or shit ain't going good. And he hasn't been playing well. Now, it's only been 2 years, and he's been hurt a lot.
Yeah.
But the fact is,
and the fact that he got hurt in Big Baller Shoes at one point.
And hurt in Big Baller Shoes.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help.
Yeah.
So, but you've been playing with these.
It's like an experiment with him. Like you can't experiment with your kid's future the way he did.
Yeah.
Like I said before, like he's like an AAU dad. And if anybody that listens, if you've been around like the AAU culture or anything of that nature, you know that these parents are crazy. And you'll see a lot of the times these parents will take their child from one school and put him in another. I've seen so many kids that have been to 2-3 schools in just high school because their parents are trying to put them in the best situation for them,
mm-hmm.
rather than letting them grow where they're at because the parents are just so untrustworthy. Like, oh, he got to be here. You got to get exposure. You got to do this. You got to do that. And it just
like, bro, if your kid's nice enough,
yeah, if he's nice enough,
niggas gonna find out about him.
Niggas gonna know.
It's rare that niggas that are super nice mm-hmm. don't get recruited.
Yep. And I wouldn't be. Unless
they're like a fucking a dummy that got a 2 on your SAT.
Yep.
You're going to get recruited. Somebody's going to find you and give you money to play Negro ball somewhere.
You wouldn't. In the Negro League. You know what wouldn't surprise me? If they try to reclass LaMelo.
What do you mean reclass? What does that
like,
mean?
Like, you can reclass. Yeah, you can put him, like, he can basically do, like, a prep school after high school. So, it'll be, like, 13th grade. It's not college, but it's not high school anymore. And that wouldn't shock me.
Huh.
Just to let him know, he get an extra year. Because we don't know who's really recruiting him. I heard there was a D1 offer from, like, I forget who it was. It was a big school.
Somebody said, and it was very concerning. I think Adam, our homie Adam, told us that it was Kentucky that might have been looking at him.
It was either Kentucky or Kansas.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, boy.
I mean, those are two very good basketball schools.
Mm-hmm.
But as somebody at his caliber.
But what's his caliber, though? We don't know.
That is true. It's hard
to tell.
We don't
know what his caliber is.
It's hard to gauge him.
Because he's been... in so many different inconsistent situations because his fucking dad has been shipping him off everywhere. This nigga was
16 playing in Lithuania for what?
For what? And yes, it's the pro leagues, technically, but it's fucking Lithuania.
Bro, there's a Mexican professional football league in Mexico, okay? I ain't trying to hear that shit. I'm not.
Nigga, there's soccer leagues in Africa. What the fuck does that mean? Yeah,
you play pro. Like,
that nigga, I don't want to play against the Cape Town soccer players.
That's like playing for Cape Town
in fucking for 3 years and then saying, yo, I'm trying to play for fucking Manchester United. I'm trying to be in the Premier League. Let's do it. No, nigga, we don't know you.
Yeah. And then what also fucked it up is the fact that since he was a professional basketball player, and I think we stated this before, he tried to say that LaMelo and LiAngelo never got paid. But they sign contracts. You have to sign a contract to be considered, to play professional basketball. You can't just get on the team and be like, oh, I ain't going to play.
Yeah, you can't just say, I got next.
You have a contract, and whoever was getting, somebody was getting paid regardless.
That's concerning, too.
Yeah,
it's concerning. So if your kids aren't getting paid, then who the fuck is?
Who is? But the thing is, it could possibly, mess up LaMelo's. College eligibility.
Everybody's messed up.
Yeah, even though these niggas, we've seen a lot of cases where college coaches are going down for recruiting and shit.
But, yeah,
that's another red flag because nobody knows if he's actually eligible. They're not worried about it yet. It's getting close to the end. Is he a senior now? Is he a senior? I think he is. Okay, yeah, he's a senior now. It's getting close to the end.
I think when Lonzo got drafted, he was a sophomore.
Yeah, Lonzo only did 2 years. Or I'm sorry. So he might did he do 2 years at UCLA? Or one? One? Yeah, he came out after his freshman year.
I think when Lonzo got drafted, LaMelo was a sophomore.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I think he's a senior now.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's a shame. It's sad to see it. You hate to see it. It's a sad way to go out, but you shouldn't have
to. You hate to see it, but I seen it coming.
Yeah, their value has plummeted as a family. Last name Ball doesn't even mean as much as it used to.
And honestly, the biggest thing with me now is just like the relationship between the father and the sons. For them to have severed like a relationship like this,
call that nigga goofy.
Niggas are goofy all day.
They call him that.
But for them to like actually like go as far to like remove pictures from him and like look like they
like they hate him,
don't fuck with this nigga. I don't want to say what it is, but it gives the impression that there was some very shady business things going on.
No, he was always capitalizing off of his kids.
But like dirty shit. Like, I don't know. Like,
he was always making money off of them. And they weren't seeing it.
They probably knew that to an extent, but maybe they're figuring out how much money.
Oh yeah. I'm about to say technically, if they're like, if Lonzo looks and like, yo, where's the 1.5 mil?
Yeah, when you're just missing 1.5 mil, that's
a lot of bread. Lonzo can get paid now, so where's his money at?
Yeah, so that's
LaMelo and LiAngelo. Well, LiAngelo, he's a little fucking stupid, but LaMelo, he can't really say, yo, where's my money at yet because he's still in high school. But I'm sure he wants it because it's money.
Yeah, because like
it's
like,
bread. Mm. I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely a. Yeah, LeVar is definitely pulling some strings behind the door.
And his time's up. His days are numbered out here, especially if the three sons continue on without him. Don't fuck with him. And then like Alonzo's apparently he's trying to sign with Nike.
Yeah, he signed with Nike. That's the smartest thing he can do. And at this point, it's looking like Alonzo's the only one that's going to be in the league. I don't see LaMelo going.
Yeah, it's going to be a stretch to see him in the league. I wouldn't be surprised if he worked his way into the league, like did like the my player 2K route and went through like a D League thing, G League.
I don't
thing.
Even see him making it that far. Imagine all the point guards. Look at all the point guards in this tournament right now. I can't even see LaMelo playing with these niggas.
I definitely don't see him playing with no fucking.
Both from UNC would cook the fuck out of Melo right now. The point guard from UCF who was cooking would cook the fuck out of LaMelo right now.
I think the nigga that was cooking for Fairleigh Dickinson might cook his
ass. Oh, yeah. It was Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cooked. Like, he's just not on that level. Like,
John Morant would put that nigga on the fucking spike.
Yep. John Morant would give him hell, okay?
Oh, God. He'd be in fucking in Hades.
You see the difference. Like, LaMelo's just not... he's just not what we thought he was. I'll never... It looked like he was heading in the right direction, but now it's kind of like... When you look at the people he's playing against, they don't play against Roselle Catholic. They don't play against them niggas. Like, they play against fucking... I don't know who they even play against. They play against Julian Newman. Niggas the same height as me.
And they play against our alma mater.
Yeah, like, this shit looks crazy.
They play
public schools.
Yeah, nigga.
Fuck out of here.
But, they play schools that don't wear uniforms.
Yeah,
where kids are allowed to express themselves.
It's all bad. It's LeVar's fault.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, obviously, I hope they come out on top somehow. I'm pretty sure this is like the end of the road. Lonzo's going to be the only one that actually makes it. He'll sign to Nike. He's probably going to have an extensive career. Like, he'll be in the league, but is he going to be elite? No.
I don't think so.
Is he going to be a role player? Sure.
Sure.
But that's not the goal. Like, you came. You
that is not what we were presented with. Yeah,
we were presented with, I got three sons, and they're going to be the best basketball players to ever play the game. Ever.
He said, I got one son that's rookie of the year. Nigga didn't finish in the top five of the rookie considerations.
He's like,
don't need LeBron because I got my son. Okay.
You need LeBron James.
And honestly, if you look at his performance, I was thinking about this the other day. Yo, if they redrafted that year, he definitely, I don't think he'll go in the top 10.
No, he's top 10.
I don't know.
He's still top 10.
I don't know that, man.
He's just not going that high.
Okay.
Jason Tatum's going number one.
Hold on now. Before we say that.
Jason Tatum's going number one.
Let's look at the draft. I'm typing it in now.
You know who probably wouldn't be top 10?
Markelle Fultz.
Our boy.
Oh, yeah. He's fucking out of there.
He's out. Yeah. He's got
to. You know who's going right with him?
Who?
Lonzo Ball.
Nah, Lonzo's still top 10, bro.
I don't know, man.
He's still top 10. All right. He's still top 10 draft pick. Who? Was Dennis Smith Jr. in there too?
Yeah.
Was he that same year?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, he might know. It might be him then.
Let's look.
Oh, De'Aaron Fox. Yep, De'Aaron Fox too.
Look. All right. Josh Jackson. You got Josh De'Aaron Fox.
Talking about Josh Jackson from UNC.
Josh Jackson, that's on the Suns.
Oh, yeah, that's Justin Jackson. My fault.
De'Aaron Fox, Johnny Isaac. Lauri Markkanen, Dennis Smith Jr., Donovan Mitchell, Bam Adebayo. These are guys that I think that could take him over. OG Anunoby.
That boy from
Jared Allen. Kyle Kuzma.
Damn.
Josh Hart.
Never mind. Kuzma's going at least second.
Josh Hart.
Pretty good.
Jordan Bell.
He fell off.
Yeah, he fell off.
He had a good rookie year. He fell off.
Who else?
He got hurt and fell off. It's not his fault, actually. He got hurt.
I think that might be it.
Yes, I mean, yeah, that's definitely 10 niggas that that's pretty healthy right there.
Yeah, so it's like it's debatable he'll be a top 10 pick. Like, he's definitely not top 5.
He's in the top 10, though. He's not top 5 either.
He's barely in that top
five. Is clearly Tatum, Kuz, Donovan Mitchell. Who else did you say?
De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, De'Aaron Fox. And who will be the last one?
Malik Monk, Donovan, Bam Adebayo, Justin Jackson.
It'd probably be Jared Allen from the Nets.
Jared Allen.
He's probably number five. Because he's such
a... John Collins and the Hawks.
He just dunks.
That nigga nice.
Is he? He just that dunks. Nigga's nice, man. And his dunks are trash. That's a nigga that's
trying to jump over the trash. Plane, right? Well, the nigga's all right. Josh Hart. I don't know, man.
It's definitely looking spooky.
I'm saying he's no higher than 8.
Yeah.
And at that point, it's like, you're looking at teams that do they need him? So he could fall further. I don't know. So,
listen, man, at the end of the day, LeVar Ball did some bullshit. It was a scam. You know, he talked up. And I got the best. You know, he put a lot of pressure on his son. So, and we were saying, that's definitely something we were saying from the jump. Like, he put a lot of pressure on them, and you know, and he's trying to say that they don't. He was speaking for them, saying they don't feel the pressure. Like, obviously they do, because you think that after he said what he said and he started living the way he lived, them niggas were under a microscope at all times. So, Hey, man, what are you going to do?
It's a shame. Yeah. I hope all gets well in the Ball household.
In the Ball household?
It's
LaMelo's definitely moving out to live with Lonzo.
It's a damn shame. Where will LiAngelo go? Is where I
LiAngelo? I don't know, work at a pizzeria or something. Yeah. Something he's good at. I don't know.
He'll make the McChickens.
What else do we have though? There's a couple other things that we wanted to talk about.
No. Hmm?
Who? Oh, Jesse.
Oh yeah, Lordy.
I still don't understand. I don't know how to feel. So if you haven't heard, Jussie Smollett. Well, you probably heard by now. But Jussie Smollett was exonerated of all his charges. So, poof.
All his charges were dropped. They've
all been dropped.
Charges were dropped. Okay. Jussie Smollett, you know about the case. If you don't, look it up. I don't feel like we're saying the shit all over again. He faked an attack and all that. So, basically, they charged him like... He did. They charged him like 64 years, right? And they like
that was a bullshit number.
It was a bullshit number. It's like a scare tactic number. Yeah. Absolutely, all day. Yeah. And then basically now today his charges have all been dropped. He forfeits his $10,000 bond, mm-hmm. and he agreed to community service in Chicago. And now that's all like it's already kind of weird. But what makes this even weirder is that the case details are sealed.
So we can't even...
So nobody can ever know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
That tells me something. That tells me at least one thing. That tells me a deal was made. Mm. And when a deal is made, that tells me that at least both sides are at fault for something.
Yeah.
Now, does this mean... that means... Don't take this as, oh my God, see, I told you Jussie was telling the truth the whole time.
No, that nigga was still lying. What you say?
And then there's another side of like, yo, the police were wrong, they were corrupt and all that. That's also true.
Yes.
Both of these things can be true. The police, the Chicago PD can be slimy and corrupt and have used some false information to swing the public court of opinion, the court of public opinion against Jussie Smollett. Yes. But it also does not mean that this nigga also wasn't fucking blatantly lying to niggas in their face.
Which he was.
So it's almost like the perfect situation is when you got caught doing something wrong, but the person that caught you is also like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And a horrible like judge of character, like not a great character witness.
Yeah.
It's like you got caught doing the crime. But your only character witness that saw you doing a crime
was beating his meat when he caught you.
It's another character.
Beating his meat in public when he caught you.
Pedophile.
Yeah, I saw him
while I was checking off the little boy's picture. But
just when I was about to bust.
And I looked in next, I saw Jussie Smollett. Like so, it's like we know you did it, but it's like
look who caught you. Like
look who caught you. And that's what it's like.
Not a reliable source.
Like nigga Jussie, we know you were lying. We knew you were lying.
He was definitely lying. I think they said that the two dudes that he paid off felt betrayed by him. I don't even know what exactly that means. How were they? This story just doesn't make sense to me. Like it's just so weird. I don't understand what I want to know the truth. I just want to know what happened.
Because
at first, remember when he got arrested, and then it was all coming out. Like, yo, this nigga's lying. Like the police, you know, have evidence and da 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 da. The first article that came out was Jussie admitting that he was on drugs and that he was struggling with whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what is it like?
That's how I know you're full of shit.
What kind of back?
That's how I know you're trying to cop to something. You're trying to cover something up. When you pull out the drug bag, or the mental health bag, like, I know, nigga.
I can't wait to blame it on the alcohol.
I can't wait to blame it on the rough day I had.
Blame it on the smack
10 years ago.
I'm blame it on the meth.
Oh man, my uncle died 6 years ago, and I just. Man. I just can't get over it, so that's why I fucking did coke off that stripper's ass in front of this monument.
just throw it all out there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I licked peanut butter out of her asshole right in front of the Washington Monument. That's why I did it.
Listen, you can get away with a lot of shit if you just cover it up with that. Apparently.
Clearly.
I don't know.
Because it stops you from having a conversation when you use, like, because nobody wants to say, oh, your mental health, you're not really dealing with it.
I was like,
because it's not, you can't really say that.
In this day and age, you can't question it.
You can't question that.
As soon as somebody says, I got mental health issues, I was like, skirt, stop everything. He said he got mental health issues.
You can't throw that line.
Yeah.
Like, rock, like, he is, it's like, you know, so it's like.
Can't, it's just that.
And I'm not, alright, I know I don't want to swing this conversation that way. Mm-hmm. It also doesn't have, like, he has a lot of it doesn't also help that he's also, like, he's also gay.
Yeah.
So
doesn't,
it's like,
no, it doesn't help at all.
When you privilege. I'm not saying that's a privilege, but I'm saying that
him being gay is a privilege?
I think in this instant, yeah, because he has people caping for him, black women caping
no matter what.
Him, saying, because you gotta think, who got blamed originally?
Yeah, black men. Hold on.
That is facts.
This is Corey. Corey's views do not necessarily reflect the views of the Not That Serious podcast.
I'm just saying he has a little privilege because he's gay, because the first people blamed for his lying were black men. Yeah. Because black men pointed out that the story sounded ridiculous.
Yeah, as soon as black heterosexual men said that the story didn't sound right, which it didn't.
Yeah. As soon as we said that, they were like, I'm a lying ass nigga.
Yeah, duh.
I know. Like, we're lying ass niggas.
Yes.
Lying ass niggas know lies when we hear them. That was one of them.
Niggas
don't y'all say niggas lie a lot?
Niggas snip that shit out from a mile away.
No, like, for real. All right, ladies, queens, sisters, I love you. Don't y'all think niggas lie a lot? Don't you? Isn't that one of your things that you go with?
But
niggas
lie
a lot?
As soon as niggas.
So don't y'all think we know? We hear one.
As soon as niggas call it a lie, they're like, y'all would rather believe the police.
Y'all would rather believe the police.
This is why black men are the white men.
This
of black
is the
people.
Homophobic, heterosexual, normal, heteronomic, Dominic. I'm like, shut up. The nigga lying. The nigga said he was at Subway at 2 a.m. in the winter solstice. The nigga's the fucking winter typhoon.
The winter vortex.
The winter fucking vortex in Chicago.
It was -90.
He went in a fucking a 6 foot long meat sub.
Where you go? With bleach.
He said, niggas was walking around with bleach. What? And Loggerheads looking for this nigga like, I can't wait to catch a big character actor on Empire.
And a noose. And they spotted him out from across the street.
And said,
hey, Empire.
It's a noose around my neck.
And they were like, she was like, you kept the noose on? He was like, yeah, I wanted him to see what happened to me.
I wanted him to see.
What? The first thing I would have done.
Sounds like an Empire scene.
Yeah, the first thing I would have done was take the fucking noose off.
This is my perfect thing. Ladies, if your nigga was gone all night and he came home
with that story
and told you that Jussie Smollett story, would you believe him?
Absolutely the fuck not.
Hold on, we'll wait.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
You wouldn't believe that shit. Oh, baby, you ain't gonna believe this.
You're damn sure I'm not. You're damn sure.
Yeah. I was on my way home, right? But then I got stricken with an unfathomable hunger. Why was I out? I didn't have no money, so I couldn't call an Uber. Didn't have my card on me, so I couldn't do Postmates or Uber Eats or any other of the fucking mini apps that'll deliver food to you. So I said, I'm going to go outside the Subway.
By myself.
Oh, Subway.
At 2 in the morning in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Subway's open that late. So I'm going to go to Subway and, over yonder, I see two white Nigerians, and they said, hey, Empire, call me homophobic slurs, racial slurs, beat the shit out of me, bleach me, and then I left, and I took my sandwich with me, though.
And now I'm here.
Like, do you believe me, babe? No, she's throwing... As you finish this story, she's throwing your shit out of the window.
Like, it's just... I know when I first heard what happened to him. Of course, I believed it. I was like, "Wait, Jussie got beat up? Like, what the fuck?" I was like, "Yo, that's crazy." It was a hate crime. That's wild. And then as soon as I heard the story, I was this is bullshit. And I don't know.
Now, will I also agree that the Chicago PD is corrupt and cruel, and they used this moment to get some shine?
Very.
And they wanted to, they did it with trying to give him 64 years. Like, yeah, he was a lying ass nigga, but the nigga don't need to go to jail for this shit.
Yeah, it wasn't all that.
It was a shameful moment. It was a stupid moment.
Yeah.
It's no, he doesn't need to go to jail for it. For and if he did go to jail, not for those 64 years.
Come on,
son. Not even a year.
Yeah, 6 months was fine.
I'll say, if you give him like 6 months, 3 months, like, all right, I months, guess.
Yeah, 90 days.
Yeah. That's kind of rigid to me.
Yeah. 90 but days. Like, if you did 90 days in jail, like not even prison, like just in
just
jail.
Just have him do a season of 90
like,
days
in. Let him wear the clothes that he has on. Like, he don't even have to put a jumpsuit on. Just make him wear the same clothes for fucking 2 months, nigga. Like,
right.
they really tried to get that nigga
so
out of here.
So, it's just like, you have two shitty sides, and you got two, it's two wrongs don't make a right. Man. So it's like, all right, my nigga, you got. I guess when you look back at the situation, yeah, the crime wasn't that serious, so fuck it, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Just do this community service, take this cash, and it'll take away from us looking so harsh and stupid, trying to go in on you,
yeah.
And it'll take away the stigma of you looking like an idiot, lying ass nigga. We're both win-win. It's like a compensatory draft type thing.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, let's just walk away from this. Yeah. And honestly, this case is such like a doozy of a mind bender.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's over.
It almost seems like it was just a publicity stunt on both sides.
Yeah.
Because was it like a distraction or something? Like,
you know what it's like? I don't know if y'all watched The Wire. Remember the last season of The Wire where the dude was like making up a fucking a serial killer?
He made up a serial killer.
The detectives was making up a serial killer so that he could investigate murders because they kept using him to investigate other dumb shit. But he wanted to investigate murders.
So he made up
a serial killer so to be more focused on the murderers.
Okay.
So he think he's got a lie going and he's good, but then it's all shits and giggles until an actual reporter. Also goes with the fact that he's making up. He's like going with like he
yeah,
also
going with it like, hey, where's the serial killer at? Like,
yeah, because he's like he's writing dope articles and he's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah,
so it's like, damn, now everybody's involved with this clusterfuck of a lie.
I might have to really kill somebody now.
I'm not going to spoil shit.
Well, that's where it was going. So now I got to watch. But yeah, that sounds
so now shit happened. So now I was like, fuck. So that's kind of what this situation is.
Yeah,
you got two wrongs; they don't make it right, and now it's like, let's just all get out of this because we all look stupid.
Yeah,
everybody looks dumb.
Everybody,
let's
looks
just please
wasting
leave.
Time.
Let's
yeah.
leave amicably. Speaking of leaving amicably,
did you see how he left?
Huh?
Did you see how this nigga left the court? I mean, the jail.
He looked like he got a scam off.
Yeah, everybody had on black sunglasses. Like, that was just—he's a corny nigga. He's top three corny niggas now. Especially because he got on stage the night after and said, "I'm the gay Tupac."
He looks bad.
Yeah, but what were you
actually
about to say?
Show me that picture.
Yeah,
we need. So speaking of leaving amicably, Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
It's not a good look. That's not a good look, G.
Especially when we thought it was going to be 100 million.
Yeah, all right. So
we thought it was going to be 100.
I will also provide context. Colin Kaepernick, you already know, football player that wanted to take a knee. The NFL wasn't having that shit. They said, fuck off. He said, cool. I'm going to be an activist and make all this money.
Yep.
And then he said, all right, boom. They reached a settlement, and he was like, all right, we'll just chill off this kneeling thing, and we'll let you play. And he was like, cool. We thought he got like at least 50 million. Mm-hmm. 40, 50 million, bare minimum. Honestly, people thought it was upwards to 80 to 100 million. Come to find out, he only got 10, guys.
Between him and another guy.
Between him and Eric Reed, who is playing in the NFL right now.
Who's in the league.
10 million between the two of them. So let's say they split it, 5 million apiece.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick walked away from this with less than a year of his fucking quarterbacking salary.
Yeah. Because we don't even know how much he got either. We don't know if they split it evenly. We don't know if it was a 70-30 type.
I'll say, because it's Colin Kaepernick, he got a 70-30 split, right?
More
so
than
he walked with 8 million. Mm. It's not good, man.
That's still not enough.
When we projected 80.
Yeah, yeah, I was about to say.
Or, you got 1/10 of that?
Yeah. Because he makes bread. It's not like Cap don't.
Nah, and it's not really about the monetary money per se, but it's like the value.
Yeah.
Right? You sacrifice all this stuff to give it all up for $8 million. You have that. You don't, like.
To me, it's
just. And you shows, already know when you take. I'm sorry. No, when you take that $8 million, that means that definitely means you're not kneeling no more.
Yeah.
They're cutting that shit out. And they're cutting you talking bad about the NFL out. Mm-hmm. So you basically erase the movement on your behalf.
Yeah.
For $8 million.
$8 million. And to me, that honestly, it shows how bad he really does want to play. But.
I thought he didn't care anymore.
Nah, he definitely cared.
He's I didn't always know he cared. Wanted to play that
he,
bad.
Yeah, he always cared because he always expressed how much he wanted to play. He never at one point was like, yeah, I'm just not going to play no more. Like, he made it seem that way, but his agent was always talking about, hey, Colin Kaepernick can be signed next week. It could be a week. It's going to be next week. Da-da-da-da-da. They just kept, like, boosting it, and it never went through. But we always knew that he was still trying to play. And now apparently he even said that he'll play in the XFL in 2020. So I don't know what – it's just – I know he wants to play, but is this why? This is the cost, bro? $8 million?
Yeah.
You went through all of this for $8 million?
That's concerning. That's very concerning.
You could have stood your ass up and made way more.
Yeah, bro.
It's bad. It's a bad look, especially when it's just the word settlement doesn't sit right with me in this type of situation.
Yeah.
Because first of all, it was bad enough when Malcolm Jenkins did it. When he was linked to that settlement or whatever the hell he had going on, that was enough for me.
He got me in my Super Bowl. I don't give a fuck.
He did, but niggas settling.
Yeah, it's bad. It's like
you're fighting for something that means a lot more than football, and you're settling. So
yeah, and you know the weight of it. And you settle, and not only did you settle for such an egregiously low number. Especially like, you can't even flip that $8 million and really
now,
do
if it was 50, we would have been, you know.
Flip, funny, 50, you could take that, like, a good portion of that, and you could put that towards the community. Like, you could take 10 or 15 of that and put it to some real good cause. What are you going to do with $2 million, really?
Nothing.
Two, three.
Nothing. Right? You already donated.
If you got, like, 80 or 100, you could take, like, 20 to 25 to 30 million and, like, do some good. But you can't do nothing with $8 million.
It's slow. It's slow.
It's a shame.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what exactly he's going to do. I assume now at this point, I think he's going to be on a team next year.
You think so?
I think so. Corey, you think so?
No, he's been out of football too long.
I don't think that means anything. I think he's still a good quarterback, and I think he's still better than a lot of the backups in the league right now.
That's
he's
why I thought
better
that,
than Nathan Peterman.
Yeah, but that's why we thought that the case was favorable for him. That's why now he's settling for that shit. It's like, what was all this even for at that point?
They must have been telling him, like, yo, you've been out of football. It's been like 3 or 4 years, right?
Three? Yeah, yeah, it's the third season. It's the third season.
It's a little spooky, man. I don't know, man.
It's slow.
I've never heard of nobody taking 3 years off and then just coming back and being.
You think he's going to go to AAF?
He could do that.
Nah, he could do that.
Johnny Football's in there.
Johnny Football's in there?
Yeah, he just played his first game 2 days ago, I believe. Yeah,
I don't watch that.
He played too. Like, he was actually, I don't think he's a starter, but he definitely was in the game.
You know what's starting to get popping too? The last draft that makes it look kind of popping? The Big Three.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch that this year.
LL and Ice Cube are actually gonna be buying like TV networks too. Yeah, so they're making moves. But yeah, the Big Three is gonna be pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch
pretty
that.
Pretty entertaining. And speaking of, I mean, I don't want to go back into sports, but Jimmer Fredette is back on the Suns and it's fucking lit.
Where he used to play awful. Mm-hmm. He went 1 for 10.
First game back, it happens.
Devin Booker. Y'all see that tweet where he said, I'm teammates with Jamal Crawford and Jimmer Fredette?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That was definitely a trade request.
Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of like
I was like, yo, what the
it
fuck?
Was, yeah, it was like, yo, I'm teammates with Jamal Crawford and Jimmer Fredette.
Like, really?
But I'm teammates with Jamal Crawford and Jimmer Fredette in 2019.
Me. One of the most promising young guards in the NBA.
I scored 70.
And the most promising young guards in the NBA.
Yesterday.
And they lost by 30.
And they got blown the fuck
out. He scored 50-something.
He scored 64% of their points.
And they lost by 30.
I think it was... between him, between him, Kobe, and David Johnson. I'm sorry, David Robinson. They're the only three players to score over 50. No, yeah, over 50, and the rest of the team scored less than 10. Each player scored less than 10 points.
That's disgusting. Niggas.
Him, Kobe, and David Robinson. Those are Hall of Famers.
He needs to actually get traded.
He don't even have, he shouldn't even have to ask at this point. Them niggas just shit
just his do ass it because like
if anything,
is there worse? Okay,
release that nigga. Like if you're not doing nothing with him,
what's the worst? Okay, now that brings me to this question. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all have an answer for me right now, but like, who's the worst team to build around? Like they just wasted their young superstar's talent.
Like what situation?
Yeah, like what's who's the team that did the worst job of like building around a young superstar?
This is one of the worst I've seen. The Suns is one of the worst.
This might be one of the worst. Yeah, I don't know if it's the worst.
But this is one of the worst. Who, the Hornets?
LeBron on the Cavs.
Oh, yeah, LeBron's first stint with the Cavs. Yeah, that was pretty fucking
yeah,
bad.
But they went to some finals, though. They went to a final.
They went to the one finals when he was
these
really
these niggas
young.
Haven't been to the playoffs in, like...
He's not LeBron, man.
Yeah, he's not LeBron.
He's not, but he's...
LeBron was pretty bad, bro. He was playing with Eric Snow after he left the Sixers.
Eric Snow was serviceable. I ain't gonna hold you.
He played with Eric Snow after the Sixers stint.
He's more serviceable than fucking Jimmer fucking for fucking debt. Like, honestly. Let's give it a buck. All right,
what about the Hornets?
Yeah, with Kemba.
Yeah, that
they just started winning out of nowhere though, which is pretty random.
That's probably the worst. That's definitely the worst.
Yeah,
because they're in the East.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know when they made the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that's who
they don't. Yeah, they don't half the time. They don't even get close. They're usually pretty butt.
And Kim has been there. His like just loyal and
his whole career.
And he deserves when he gets out of there. I hope he goes somewhere.
I don't know what Michael Jordan doing to that nigga, but he be keeping him. Yeah. I don't know what he be doing.
Yeah. They gave all that when I knew they gave all that money to fucking Nick Batum, I was like, oh god.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Dear.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Nah, they don't. But that's probably one of the worst situations between Kemba and Devin Booker. It's just all bad. They don't really
Anthony Davis is pretty bad.
Well, he had a good squad last year.
They did get DeMarcus Cousins, so they did.
They had DeMarcus. It was him, DeMarcus, and Drew Holiday.
Yeah,
Rondo was there at the same time too.
That's a decent team. That's a really good team. That's a good team.
That's not obviously it wasn't an NBA championship team, but it was a solid team. So like, oh, we had them at the same time. That's not bad. Yeah, that was pretty bad though. Do we have any? What else do we have? We said we were going to talk about something else.
Big Sean.
Sean's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back. Finally, he took what two years off?
2-3 years is his last time, I believe.
Yeah, 2-3 years. He said that he's been focusing on his mental health. Obviously, if you didn't know, he broke up with Janae. I feel like her pussy is broken.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I think she got a good box.
I think her pussy's broke.
I don't.
The nigga cheated on her. Her first husband. Yeah.
Oh,
her first husband cheated on her. Dot the genius.
But she's so pretty, man.
She is, but there's something she's you know. So there's beautiful. Something off with her. Like she's
you think
little,
so.
Yeah, she's probably a fucking weirdo because she got his face tattooed on her arm. She's off. Nice. Something wrong. Red flag. That was my red flag. I was like, sheesh. You know who her baby dad is. Not Omarion. Omarion's brother.
Yeah.
Her baby dad is Orion. That bitch is weird.
Orion Granberry.
Orion. No. She sees Orion on the regular. Something wrong with her. She's weird. Tell me she's weird.
Janae.
That pussy is tainted. Something like she's just off. Telling
that's
me.
Not good.
It's not. Janae has this a lot of red flags, but the
this
fact
is
that
very,
she's
very bad.
This is very, very bad. But the fact that she's so bad, it like kind of like offsets that. Like nobody cares. People like look past it, and that's just on the like
surface.
The surface, like the super surface.
But she's so
I don't
pretty.
Know that girl.
It's OD, like
yeah, she's very pretty. But those are my red flags. Orion, first husband cheating on you. I mean, niggas cheat, but would I cheat on Janae Aiko? Absolutely not. The Big Sean tattoo. She was dating Childish Gambino for a little bit. That nigga's weird.
He probably vibes crazy.
He's very weird.
Yeah.
So. Red flags. I mean, she's just pretty, though. She's very pretty. She makes some good music.
Yeah. So, he's saying, I guess Big Sean was, like,
yeah,
dealing with mental health issues.
Yeah. As far as, you know, just, I guess, like, he just had a lot going on. He just had to kind of, like, step back. He said he kind of stepped back and started doing things that he didn't normally do.
Mm-hmm.
So, he was just, like, finding himself, as cliche as that sounds.
He was going through shit with his mom, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was also giving back to Detroit like crazy, and you know, in between all of that, and that was always, he was always doing that. So on top of, you know, everything he had going on personally, he's always providing for where he's from. But yeah, I feel like what he did was, you know, what he did was what a lot of people need to do. You know, the nigga's rich, so he can afford to jump out of planes and shit, whatever he was doing. But it's definitely good to kind of find yourself when you're in that type of situation, and you feel like every time you do something, it just ain't really panning out the way you thought it would. So shout out to him. Definitely, definitely an inspiration. Like, kind of step outside the box. You know what I'm saying?
Just like, just, you know, I guess just take some time to reset. You know?
Yeah.
But honestly, drop like
some new music too. Do you fuck with Big Sean?
No.
I'm about to say you're not a Big Sean fan, are you?
I mean, I'm glad for him and his, you know, his mental health journey and his journey as a human being, but I'm not excited for any fucking music. Yet, right? I was about to ask y'all around the table, are y'all excited? Because I know I fucking wasn't.
Nah, I like Big Sean. I like Big Sean. He's nice. No, I mean, not like a nice nigga. I mean, I know he's a nice person, but nice, like, he's a rap. He's pretty good. Well, you just like 2088 and that was it?
Pretty much, like, pretty much. You know, he hasn't been good since fucking Detroit.
His albums, yeah.
Well, Dark Sky Paradise was cool.
Dark Sky Paradise was good. But yeah, his album's been a hit or miss.
Yeah.
I think he's been
his last best cohesive project was Detroit.
Yeah.
The mixtape.
Yeah, Detroit was fire.
And since then, it's like,
yeah, he's been a hit or miss. Like, he's either hot or cold. But I like Big Sean. But he do be saying some corny shit sometimes.
That nigga said, what'd he say?
You got everybody's corniest bar on tap. Like,
no, I'm trying to, he said something about that. She said she do pictures, magic with a pussy. I guess she's a magician.
He didn't say that.
She do tricks with a pussy. I think she's a magician.
What year was that?
Let me look that up. I want to.
Magician. A magician? Magician. Oh wow, yeah, it comes right up. Magician, Big Sean. It was on,
guess who was on the song? Your boy.
A song with Logic. That makes sense.
Your boy.
Look, he was in the studio with Logic and his stupidness seeped out to him.
They were both stupid and the stupid vibe together.
It was doing tricks with her pussy. I guess she's a magician. Oh my god. Why?
Disgusting.
What song is this? I'm
good. Remember. It's called All Right.
Yeah. It's
Logic featuring Big Sean. So
yikes,
boy.
Boy.
Boy. Boy.
Oh my god.
I'm good.
I made something out of nothing. Sean Don the magician. She doing tricks with her pussy. I guess she's a magician. She trying to hold on to a nigga. Stacking up. Purell for these fake niggas trying to dap me up. It sounds bad when you just like talk it.
It sounds good when you rap it, when you sing it.
It sounds bad. I was about to say, it just sounds bad. Oh man. Yeah. Nah, but Logic is trash, so that's just,
it's a pussy just, so good, I never fuck you in the ass.
He did say that. And that was kind of recent too. You remember that?
Yep, one? That's a good song.
Never fuck you in the ass. Because your pussy's so
good. Her and Cash Doll.
That mixtape was trash. That was horrible. And that was actually the best song on the mixtape.
Yeah, so. He's been bad for a minute, man.
Well, as you can see, he was going through some shit. You know, your personal life affects your business sometimes. And in his case, you know, his business.
So,
is telling everybody his business.
If this album's trash, does he still have mental health issues?
Can we blame it on the mental health issues?
Can we blame it on that?
We have to be fair. If we're
going
to do that to Jussie, we
got
to do that to him too.
I don't give a fuck what Jussie's doing.
I mean, if this album is trash,
and I don't give,
it's just trash.
And they're all just trash. He was just trash, and he was going through shit.
Yeah, now we know what he's going through, and it's still trash.
Now we know what he's going through. Like, damn, that's why it's trash? Well, now we know why it's trash. Last time, it was just trash and a mystery.
This time,
it's trash. It's just trash, and we got the facts. Still trash, though. Trash facts.
No, I don't think, trash facts. No, I think it'll be all right. Make sure I'm nice.
Okay. Says the hopeful. I know there's one last thing I want to talk about before we get up out of here. I don't know if y'all listen to the No Jumper podcast or you follow
Adam 22. Oh, man. I almost forgot.
I usually don't. But they're interviewing a young lady this week that I had to check in. Who's that young lady, you ask? It's none other than young adult film starlet Tiana Trump. And I just want to say that I've never, if you haven't checked out that interview, please go on YouTube and look at it. No Jumper, Tiana Trump.
Yeah, it'll come right up.
Or Adam 22, Tiana Trump, you know.
I want to find a part.
And I think Elsie might find a clip to play for y'all in a little bit.
But literally, like, the first 5 minutes, she was like,
but I never I found, flabbergasted. I've never met, not met, but I've never seen a person that's simultaneously so stupid and yet so interesting at the same time. It's actually like...
I found your favorite part.
It's baffling. And LZ's about to play a segment for us. He said it's my favorite part. I don't know what he's talking about, but I guess I'm going to find out in a second.
Definitely your favorite part. Hold on. Where'd it go?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
Where'd it go? No, fuck. I fucked it up. It was the part where she was talking about how she lives in Baltimore. She said that.
Jesus.
This idiot. She's from Indiana, first of all. She lives in Baltimore now. And her explanation for living in Baltimore was that... she lived around black people, white people her whole life, and she wanted to live around black people.
She's mixed.
Yeah, she's mixed. The bad kind.
The bad kind.
Her dad's white, her mom's black. Yeah,
she's yucky.
Yuck.
Bad half-breeds.
Yucky. Yeah, that's like, you know, when you see a black dude with a white woman, you're kind of like, hey, my brother, do better. When you see a black woman with a white man, you're like,
yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? When I swear to God, every time, I'm like, yo, what's
wrong? Are you okay?
Are you sick? What you got? Does he have a gun to you?
Yeah.
Are you okay, sis?
Is he pushing it? Blink twice.
If you're
in danger.
Is this white man holding you under duress?
But she said that she lives in Baltimore because, one, there's more black people, and two, they don't have cameras on their streetlights.
And they don't enforce traffic laws because they're so focused on the murder and the crime.
That was like a white...
So she said, I can just drive as fast as I want.
Son, the whiteness really jumped out on that one. Like, what the fuck?
It leapt out. It leapt out, did a jig and a dance, and then it crept back in. She said...
That shit...
There's like the DA and the police are so focused on the drugs and the crime that she could just drive as... They don't enforce traffic laws, so she can just drive as fast as she wants in Baltimore. Mind you, this girl just got out of prison, and she's on probation in Indiana.
Yeah.
So
this whole
what
time.
What this dummy was doing, she had monthly meetings with a parole officer in Indiana while living in Baltimore.
And would just
she
drive
loved the
back
smell
in-
of Baltimore air so much that she risked going back to prison, staying in Baltimore, and every meeting she had, she would take her ass on a fucking aerocraft, fly to Indiana for these meetings, and then fly
and
back
then
to...
fly her dumb ass back.
Fly her dumb ass back to the harbor.
And she was really doing this.
She was content with that. That was her life.
It's bad. But we knew she was bad. We knew she was dumb anyway because... I don't know if we talked about how she went to jail. on it. Did we talk about that on here before? Bro, she was driving some nigga.
She was driving with her boyfriend.
6 pounds. They drove from Cali to Memphis.
Yes, 6 pounds of marijuana. She's riding with her boyfriend.
Yeah, and she took
the blame because she was driving. And she went to jail.
What a fucking moron.
What a fucking...
Yeah, we definitely talked about that before. That had to be like episode 40 or something like that. What an idiot she is.
And then another thing that come from this podcast, we basically found out that she was fucking Lance Stevenson when she was 16.
There's a lot going on in this
podcast. It's so much going on. It's so much going on.
And she's an open book.
Yeah, like... That was a great day on Twitter when they were like, oh yeah, I was messing... She basically said, mind you, she's in Indiana. When she was 16... Mm. She was messing with a Pacers player.
Yep.
Pacers player had video of her doing all types of stuff. You know what I mean? We'd have sex with her. Then he just the timeline ascertained that this young man was Lance Stevenson.
Yeah, they had a picture of her.
How did we figure this out? Because there's a picture out there of Tiana Trump wearing a Lance Stevenson jersey.
Yeah.
And no bottoms, and it's just her bare vagina. Lance Stevenson, vagina, Lance Stevenson jersey.
Not a good look.
Also, another picture.
Sicko mode.
Sicko mode. And this is that year when they were supposed to be, the guys that could beat the Heat. They could stop LeBron.
Yep, that was
them. So they were riding that high horse. And then, another picture of her in a Lance Stevenson jersey with custom Lance Stevenson sneakers with on custom her ass.
With custom and ones.
Custom and... Like, I know he's fucking Lance Stevenson.
Because who the fuck...
Where the fuck got Lance Stevenson? Where do you find those? Who the fuck went to the store and said, yo, y'all got the Lance Stevensons in?
The custom Jones?
Yo, y'all got the Air Guitar 7s?
Oh, my God. It was all bad.
It was all bad.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Please check out that interview. That was...
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
That was my treat for the week. That was great.
If you haven't seen it, watch it, because it's actually pretty funny. And you'll be pleasantly surprised to see how stupid this woman is.
But she's so interesting. I need her to have a podcast, honestly.
Yeah, I would love to have her on the pod.
Oh, yeah. Tiana Trump, if you're listening, which I know you're not, come through.
No, yo, she deadass, like... Not even like being dramatic. She really has.
We're recording your house, so is Tiana Trump allowed in your house?
Yeah.
You got to put paper down when she sits down.
Now. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, I'd have to sanitize everything before and after. Yeah. Hey, listen. She dead ass got the little monkey just clapping in her head, bro. Just ding,
ding. She is a little monkey clapping in her head.
It's her clapping the cymbals in her own head.
Clapping the cymbals in her own head.
She is just fucking. She's just a goofball, bro. She had 86 bodies in high school.
She said she had 86 bodies in high school.
She was driving to Notre Dame.
And 30 bodies in middle school.
Son, she was driving to Notre Dame and getting fucked by the football team. She said that she was picking up the slack because the girls were intimidated by how many people were in the room.
Yes.
What are you?
She said she would go to these fuck parties. Now, a fuck party.
That's an orgy.
If you don't know what that is, read the say what it is. A fuck party. A party where they fuck. Now, it would be her, a few other girls, and like 30 of your guys.
The whole football team.
The whole football team. A football fuck party. And these guys, they were ready to fuck because they would have Viagra and they were ready to go.
Yeah, she said they have Viagra.
Yeah, they were going to Viagra, ready to go. They were ready to go all night. And I guess the other girls weren't as up to the task as our hero Tiana Trump, but she plowed through and was just going through just waves and waves of football dicks.
Yeah,
and God bless her, because who else was gonna do it?
Listen, she said she was literally like, she was like looking up people. She said she was looking up like recruits, like top 15 recruits coming to.
Yes.
Because she was like, I don't know, I just thought football players had big dicks. Like, yes. That was literally her thought.
I thought football players had big dicks.
That was literally her answer for why she was doing what she was doing.
I guess football players had big dicks, because right?
Because Tiana Trump is just a fucking idiot.
And
please watch this interview.
Please watch the interview.
Just watch it.
Do we got anything else?
Nah, I think I want to end on that.
Yeah, I'm done.
Marinate on that. Let us know how that goes.
Marinate
on
that.
We're not going to forget the pictures.
Marinate on that like the nut marinates on Tiana Trump's face.
It don't really marinate because she'd be looking at shit right off.
Oh boy,
she's nasty.
What percentage of her body weight has come?
17.
That's a solid.
That's high.
I'll go with that.
That's high because like a good body fat is like under 20.
I'll go with that.
So
it probably comes out of her pores when she sweats a lot. Yuck.
Nasty woman. But
nice. I'm sorry for that nasty image just now, guys. I really apologize.
Is that what made your dick jump?
give me a little
chub.
A little tap on the thigh. It was like, oh.
Hey, hey.
I felt that in my balls.
Soon as I
boy, listen. I've had C's queued up since this morning. And I'm like, man, when I get home, I'm gonna fucking marinate this kielbasa. And whoop! Listen. You think I'm editing this episode tonight?
Nope.
I'm editing my ding-a-ling for content. Fuck you talking about. I'm editing this cock. Motherfucking hella effects. Hella data.
Oh my god.
I'm about to skeet out like 30 megabytes of data on my sheets. It's about to be lit.
Okay.
You ever paint the inside of your drawers?
Oh no, okay.
Be like that, bros. Alright, guys. That's another week. Another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast.
Yeah.
The greatest podcast known to man and monkey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I keep saying that. That might be the new slogan. I don't know why I keep saying that shit.
Man and monkey.
But you know what it is? It is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm one of your gracious hosts, Big Mike.
I'm LZ.
And you can follow us on our personal Twitters, Instagrams, at MikeLowKey.
And I'm at DJ ELZEE.
And you can follow the podcast on our you can follow our podcast from our website at from the ntspodcast.com.
Yeah.
That's www.ntspodcast.com.
Yeah.
All right. And you can find us on Twitter at ntspod or Instagram at notthatseriouspod. And you can find us on a whole bunch of platforms. Platforms like what?
Yeah.
Platforms like Apple Podcasts.
Goddamn.
Platforms like Spotify.
Motherfucking
platforms hell. Like Google Podcasts. Oh. Platforms like TuneIn Radio, Radio Public, Stitcher.
Damn.
All that stuff.
Get them.
Wherever you can find a podcast,
it's an
80% chance you're going to find us.
80%. Yeah, we know everything.
I don't give you realistic 80% chance. Wherever you get your podcast, you can find us at out there. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Make sure you check us out. Donate to the pie on the PayPal.
The merchandise is available now.
We got merch available.
Cop that up because pretty soon we will start doing limited releases on the merch. It's going to be dope. So cop up while you can because the basic shit is going to run out soon, all right?
Yep. We're going to cut that off soon and we're going to start doing limiteds and then that's what's going to be really...
In fact, we're going to be like...
That's when you got to get your clout up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas see you with that and they're like, how the fuck...
Exactly. Say, shout out to everybody that's cop merch already.
Yeah, please
that's
take. Oh yeah, if you got it, take a picture in it. Let us see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got merch, take a picture. Shout us out.
Yep.
If you got any ideas, suggestions, things you want to see us do, things you want to hear us talk about, questions you want to ask us, don't hesitate to hit us up individually or hit us up on the podcast social media sites. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody that's shown love, shown support, you know what I mean? We really appreciate y'all, we really do. Anybody that's listened, even if you listen one time and you never listened again,
fuck you.
Yes, but thank you for that one time, though.
In fact, nah.
And we really appreciate y'all, I'm really thankful for y'all. Thank you for supporting us, continue to support us. We're going to continue to do better and do better, get better for y'all, provide y'all with more and even greater content. Thank you. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you listen.
Yep.
Rate, subscribe to our podcast. Leave a comment. Leave a review. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell that friend to tell one more friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because exposure is everything. And if you want to... Hey, we want to get popular, nigga. That's all I'm trying to say.
I'm like, yo, where the fuck is he going with that shit?
I didn't know. I was rambling. You know when you get tired, you just start going. Yeah, nigga, I was just going, what the fuck? You got my wallet, nigga? Oh, fucking petty thief ass, nigga. Petty thief. You wouldn't be happy.
You need this more than me, my brother.
Yeah, terrible. But yeah, man. Thanks. We'll see y'all next time.
Yes, we will.
That's it, man. Peace.
Peace. Peace.